This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. A couple of things before we get to Dynamo GM Matt Jordan here. First off, a real big thank you to the Kings Court. 903 Hutchins did a nice job of hosting people down there for the NCAA Men's College Cup this past weekend. It's a great spot down there, right adjacent to the stadium on 903 Hutchins. A lot of the supporters groups go down there. It's a real soccer pub type feel. So it is the most authentic soccer pub type feel in and around the stadium. Manchester United supporters group there, Chelsea supporters group, and others go down there to watch games. It's the Kings Court, 903 Hutchins. Go in there, say hello to Jay. And Bud Light, a big thank you to Bud Light. Bud Light are longtime sponsors of Soccer Matters. Get out, get a smooth, clear, crisp Bud Light. Bud Light wants to remind you that they are supporters of your sport. They have supported my shows on the radio, so I can only say thank you for helping me get on the air way back in the day. Bud Light, supporters of your sport, the global sport. American grown and imported for the latest concerts, festivals, happenings in Houston. Like Bud Light Houston on Facebook or follow Bud Light Houston. Bud Light, raise one right now. And with that, we bring on the general manager, technical director of the Houston Dynamo. He's Matt Jordan. Matt, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Glenn, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, so we're going to try to knock off a lot of stuff here right now. Let's just talk a little bit about, obviously, the move with Shane and Williams, going to Vancouver, creating more allocation money and cap space, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, tough decision. We appreciate everything that, you know, all of Shane's contributions, both on and off the field during his time here, but we felt it was in the best interest of both the club and Shane, and, you know, to make that transaction, and we appreciate everything he did, but ultimately we feel this is a good move for us from a cap standpoint. Obviously bringing in allocation money, you know, that's extremely valuable in our league as well, and so that was a good opportunity, and we wish him well.
Are you in the market for a right back, or do you feel as though you have a right back in the current squad?
Well, look, I mean, you know, I think that if you look at our squad, you know, there's a couple players within the team that have played right back. You know, Oscar Boniac Garcia has played a lot of games for the national team at right back. And we have a few other alternatives as well. But we're also looking, you know, within the league and outside the league. So we're aggressively looking, continuing to improve each of our lines. But with our single entity system, you know, you gotta move pieces out to bring pieces in sometimes, you know. And so it's those tough decisions that have to be made. But we appreciate everything Shannon did, and we wish him well.
Now, I know you were a big fan of Colin Warner last year because you did bring him in, and he had a pretty consistent season for you. So, you know, it is a risk leaving him unprotected. He got picked up by Minnesota. I'm sure that was one you kind of felt bad about, huh?
Yeah. It's tough. You know, it's tough. And I mean, that it's just, you know, there's so many different, you know, dynamics that come up with in an expansion year. And really, you know, what you know, you have to make a decision And the challenging part is you wish you could protect, you know, more than 11 guys, but you can't. And Colin's situation, you know, he was a free agent. He's exploring options, and he has opportunities abroad as well. And so it was a situation where, you know, the player's considering moving abroad, and he was out of, you know, coming out of contract. And so we really, you know, we had to make a decision to protect the players that we had under contract, you know, and it's, you know, that unfortunately, those are the realities that we have to face in an expansion year. But Colin, he did well for us. You know, we're very aggressively looking at each of our lines, both internationally and within the league, and to improve. And so that's a tough decision, but those are the realities of expansion.
Fair to say that you're looking for somebody on a line right up the spine of your team, a center back, a center midfielder, a striker. Is that fair? Yeah. Is that fair to say?
And, look, I think it's fair to say that we're aggressively pursuing dynamic pieces in the attacking third. I think it's fair to say that we are looking to improve each of our lines, and yes, you know, improve down the center of your spine. And I think that is accurate the way you said that.
Is it achievable to get a dominating player in every one of those lines here in the off season, you think?
Yeah, it is achievable. I mean, you know, the challenge you have, Glenn, is that, you know, the challenge that we face with Major League Soccer is that our competition calendar doesn't match up with the rest of the world. And so then, you know, besides basically Sweden and Norway. So all the other markets in the world, their seasons go, you know, from, you know, their seasons basically, this is the middle of their seasons. They go from, you know, August to August, or August to middle of August to July, and they take a break in the middle. So that's what the different challenges that all MLS teams face is that the offers you're putting out and negotiations you have, you're in the middle of another team season. So does that require purchasing a player? More often than not, yes, it does. Does it look at loan to buy options? Yes. But those are the challenges that we face. And look, you know this, in Major League Soccer, there's been a big initiative to maybe look to try to get on the FIFA calendar of the rest of the world. But the reality is, I don't see that happening in Major League Soccer because just the weather, you know, and how vast our country is, and that it's just, it'd be too challenging.
Isn't that what we learned? I guess that the August to May schedule, I mean, we just saw an example of it with the game in Toronto.
Yes. Yeah, what was it? I think it was like, you know, 10 degrees. Something like that, with the wind chill. So yeah, you're exactly right. And thank goodness I didn't have a snowstorm that day, because I spent a lot of time north of the border, and that could have easily been a blizzard and about 2 feet of snow that day.
So let's look at now, because the biggest thing I'm getting from fans right now, and I'm just putting this out there to you, they want to know what the way forward is. They want to know what the vision is. How can you lay that out to them in a Cliff Notes version, what the vision is for the Dynamo in the future? And that could include both on and off the field.
Well, listen, you know, our focus, like you said, is, you know, we're not satisfied with the way the last couple seasons have gone. You know, we feel the team needs to get younger. You know, we feel we need to get more dynamic. We feel that we need to... you know, we were very committed to improving each of our lines. You know, we want to establish, you know, a set identity for the team. You know, our goal is to be, you know, a possession with purpose based team. You know, we want to continue to, you know, be able to impose ourselves at home. You know, that's something at home we really want to get better with, we want to improve our home performances over the last couple of years. You know, we also are very committed to continuing, you know, with our USL initiative and the way we've restructured our academy. The ultimate goal is to continue to have as much vertical integration as possible. We'll be announcing a new USL head coach very, very soon. And he's an outstanding coach for our USL team. Perfect fit. And so, you know, ideally it's hitting it from several different angles. And being bold and being willing to change, you know, the way that we approach things as the league's evolving.
Speaking of evolution in this league, I mean, Minnesota and Atlanta, they're coming in. They're spending money. There's no holding back here. This is like a locomotive on a railroad track flying forward. Is there a stress? Is there an urgency now to keep up with what's going on in MLS?
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, look, we're a club that we are a very proud club. We know who we are. And again, we take a lot of pride in everything our club stands for. So we're very committed to being true to ourselves and everything this club has stood for over the years. But at the same time, the league is changing so fast. And yeah, you do have to be aggressive. You do have to think outside the box. You do have to look at the only thing I would say, Glenn, is that if you look at Minnesota and Atlanta, I think that they're going to be two different models, to be honest with you. Atlanta has made some major player acquisitions in players that are appreciating assets on the world market, but they're on the younger spectrum of things. Minnesota is, I think they're going to be a model. They're going to be a little more steady Eddie, one step at a time type of approach. But again, for sure, the league's changing fast. You know, and it's only getting more competitive and so that's again, you know, where we're being very aggressive in our approach in the off season.
He's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us. I'm going to give you a platform here. You said we know who we are. Who are we?
Well, listen, we're a club. Look, we have a rich history and we've been successful. And success is important to us. Success is important to the fan base of this city. Houston likes teams that win. And again, winning is important. And that's the driving force about, you know, the way we go about our work every day. So that's who we are. You know, we want to win. We're an important club in this league, in the history of this league. And again, we're not going to sit and say, you know, when you look, okay, Seattle Sounders, you know, or the LA Galaxy or NYCFC, you know, we're not afraid to compete against any of those teams. Now, listen, maybe our model and our approach at times has to be a little bit different. We have to think outside the box. But for us, winning is important. And we want to continue to create a winning culture. You know, we're coming off a tough couple seasons, but we don't accept it. You know, look, we just traded an MLS veteran who's been a steady player, and it's no knock on him, but we don't want to keep doing the same stuff, and we want to be aggressive with our approach.
Matt Jordan joining us, Dynamo General Manager. At what point do you think you're going to really begin to see things change here? I mean, obviously fans, you know, when they look at you guys making a move to create allocation space, they may look beyond that because it doesn't sound glamorous to them, but it is a move to get better, right? Because you are trying to accumulate resources so that you can go out and get a couple of kingpins and I'm going to use your word, quote, difference makers.
Yeah. 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 I think that's, you know, it's just important to be strategic with our approach. And, you know, we've had to make a lot of hard decisions that have opened up cap space and given us flexibility. You know, the pieces that we bring in, you know, they're important. Obviously that, you know, the coaching staff and Wilmer, you know, that the profiles fit the style of play that we're working towards. And again, you know, we want to be dynamic. You know, we want to be possession based with purpose. You know, but at the same time, we want to be able to put teams on their heels and continue to establish that identity. I think that's something that we've struggled with in the last couple of seasons, is having a set identity. And that's, look, it's not, you're never going to put your finger on one exact thing. It's a variety of different things. But we're working very hard, and it's an exciting challenge.
Real quick one before I let you go, Matt, and again, we thank you for your time. When is the youth system going to bear a player? I mean, the club has not produced a player through their academy or through, you know, the system that legitimately has been somebody who has played for the Houston Dynamo. When do you see that happening? When should we expect us to reap the benefits of what is an amazing soccer city with a ton of kids playing?
Well, you know, obviously we have produced a player that's contributed a lot with the first team, and that's Tyler Derrick. We are continuing to, you know, we just started our USL team, which is was a very successful first season. And look, our goal is sooner rather than later, you know. And again, but anytime you're building something, you know, there's a process involved, and you know, we have restructured, you know, our academy, and you know, we've put a big emphasis on the developmental phase of our academy, which you and I've talked about quite a bit. But at the same time, you know, we have some good young talent in our USL team right now. We're going to have an outstanding coach for that team that'll be announced later this evening or tomorrow. And again, that's the goal. The goal is that we get those Houston-based players on our stadium field playing in front of our home fans, and that's definitely a goal of ours.
Matt, as always, thank you very much for coming on the show, and we look forward to your next visit, and maybe we'll be talking about some upcoming signings soon.
Thank you.
All right, that's
Dynamo. Have a nice evening.
Yeah, you too. That's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. We appreciate, as always, Matt coming on the show. We'll take a quick break here. As we go to break, a reminder here, the Richmond Arms and the King's Head Pub. Book your party. Maybe it's a soccer-watching party at Richmond Arms. Maybe it's to watch the Houston Dynamo. Great place to watch your favorite football club. 5920 Richmond Avenue is the Richmond Arms. And then the sister pub is the King's Head Pub out in the southwest part of Houston on Eldridge. It's bar, grub, and beer in an English tavern. We'll take a break. It's a 7-Up break. It's a Bud Light break. And we got more to come on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. I want domination.
I want justice. ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.